Hi guys, it's Coach Betsy with your first ever No BS Need to Know for Sunday, May 17th. So we had an idea and we thought we would be a good idea to try something new and get into the podcast since so many people love the podcast and that you just put it on play and just let it run. And that we would give you all something here in the podcast to let you know what's going on this week. It's kind of like your massive action line in the podcast. So be sure and let us know if you like this idea and if you want us to keep doing it for sure. So this is your update for this week, Sunday, May 17th. First off, I'm sure a lot of you all have seen all of our Don't Stop Believing runners and walkers who finished their races this week, and we're so proud of them, right? So be sure and get into the Facebook group and congratulate them, cheer them on, and I just love this time of year when we're congratulating all of them. I wish we were in person in Nashville, but this is the next best thing, right? We can all cheer each other on in the group. So I'm sure a lot of you all have heard about our virtual workshop that's coming up on May 23rd, next Saturday, from 9 to 3 p.m. Central Time. All of you all are invited. You don't have to register. You'll be getting an email all about it on Wednesday, so be sure and watch your email for that. It's going to be amazing. So we have people outside of the membership who are paying to come, but you all are VIPs, and it goes right along with all of the ending self-sabotage work that you're doing this month already. And be sure you're staying with all of that work. Corinne will be doing a call on Thursday to go over the next worksheet. And speaking of coaching calls, be sure to know that Corinne is not going to be coaching today because she's going to be working with all of the Don't Stop Believers. I think that's what we should start calling them. All the Don't Stop Believers are doing their little graduation and coaching session this morning. So Corinne won't be coaching today, but she'll be coaching tomorrow, all about business and work issues and things like that. And then she'll also be doing the self-sabotage work on Thursday. But for all the calls that are going on, because the coaches do their office hours as well, check the website, pnptribe.com, for the training calendar. Just be sure that you're subscribed to the training calendar and make sure that you don't miss a call if you want to attend live. And of course, all of our calls are recorded as well. So let's talk about what we're going to focus on this week with some learning about what we mean by eight or better. So a lot of you all ask us, what do you mean by eight or better on your realistic plan? That's what we're talking about right now, is the realistic plan. Are you eight or better? So what that means is that out of a scale of 10, where you are all in and you're absolutely following your plan, we want you to be an eight or better with your plans. And so what we want you to do this week is to take advantage of that blue box that is in the assessment page of your planner. And we want you to answer a few questions. The first one is, what are three things I will do today to lose weight or maintain my weight that I feel an eight or better on? So we're talking about realistic planning, but you can also talk about anything else that you will do today that you are an eight or better on to either lose weight or maintain your weight. The next question is, what are two reasons why following your plan will feel good today? It's a lot easier to follow your plan if you feel really good about it, right? And the last question is, what is one excuse I might have and what will I direct my brain to remember? Of course, we've got to become aware of our no BS or our BS excuses and then work on redirecting our brain. So those are three amazing, amazing questions that you can ask yourself every day about how to be an eight or better with your weight loss. We've got a couple of other things to update you on. Don't forget about bingo. No BS Bingo is still going on this month. It's just something fun that we're doing. And if you want to play along, be sure and keep track of what you're doing in the bingo. If you get a bingo or if you just want to share something fun in the Facebook, go for it. We'd love to see what you all are up to with the bingo game. And finally, Just don't forget about all of the resources that we've got on our website, right? PNPTribe.com. Ask Coaches is there. The training calendar is there. Of course, all of our bonus courses and worksheets. Just really get to know that website. We've got an amazing frequently asked questions section, and it will get all of your questions answered. And of course, if you still have a question, you can ask in Ask Coaches or check out email support@pnptribe.com. All right, guys, that's our update for this week. Let us know what you think, and we will see you soon. Take care. Bye.